Welcome back to the program. It is 6:39 as we are venturing into the Tuesday version of our fine program. All right, as I promised you yesterday, we spoke about 10 words that we may be mispronouncing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said today that we would get into a few words that, well, may sound naughty, but they're actually, well, maybe they are, maybe they're not. Maybe we will give you the option of saying, is this naughty or is it not? Are you willing to do that?
Sure.
All right, in order to do that, though, I got to set the mood a little bit.
I've heard people say that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I found a list of words.
I don't know about that.
That may or may not be
obscene.
Are you ready for these?
Yeah, turn Barry down a little bit so we can hear.
No, let him go a little while.
That's what she said.
There are listeners right now who are saying, honey, it's okay, you can be 20 minutes late to work. It's cool.
There it is. There it is.
Now, can't get enough of your love, babe.
Wow, you just ruined Barry White. Okay, so because some of these words in their pronunciation, we talked about this yesterday, could be influenced to be thought of as naughty, we are going to allow the computer system to
say the them?
Yes, we're not going
to. Does that clear us with the FCC if the machine says it and not you?
Absolutely.
I see.
Okay.
You see
what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm thinking ahead of here.
This is a minefield here that we're stepping into.
So
go ahead.
The first word that could be construed as dirty, is it or is it not? Here is the pronunciation.
Uvula.
Uvula. That's that little flap of skin in the back of your throat.
That's right. It's the thing that hangs down in the back of your throat. So it is dirty or not dirty?
Not dirty.
That's correct. Not dirty.
I don't know. Let's see what Michael Douglas has to say there.
Didn't Saturday Night Live did a sketch about that? Yeah. Gilda Radner did a public service announcement about the Uvula Society.
We were at a dinner party one time, and one of the dates said, you know, I'm having trouble with my uvula. She goes, I'm having trouble swallowing. I think my uvula is swollen. And without missing a beat, my roommate looked at her date, the guy, and went, man, I'm sorry to hear that. And that was all there was to it. And we just died. It's like, wow, okay. All right, the next word, dirty or not dirty?
Kumquat.
Oh, come on. Kumquat is not dirty. It's a fruit.
That's
or a
right.
Vegetable.
That's right. It's a fruit.
Is it a fruit? Yeah, a fruit.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like a little tiny orange.
Yeah.
Right. Underappreciated, like the avocado.
Precisely. All right. Word number three.
Dongle.
Dongle.
I know what this is, but dongle. I can't remember. What.
You are such
actually,
a...
Dongle.
No, this is a computer term. This is a dongle is something that goes into your USB port.
Excuse me?
And it allows you to use certain computer programs. It's a security measure for computer programs.
That is correct.
Interesting.
It is,
okay.
It's a thing that gets plugged in there. All right, here we come. The next word, dirty, not dirty.
Rectory.
Rectory?
Mm-hmm.
It's part of a church. It can't be dirty.
Okay. Not
necessarily, I guess.
It
That's
depends.
Right. It depends on what, yeah, denomination
the rectory
you're
is
talking
where
about.
The priest or minister lives.
That's
There's nothing dirty
correct.
About a rectory.
All right. Well, that's correct. All right. The next one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cock.
Well, a male rooster, nothing dirty there.
It means the stuff that you put around your grout and your tile. Caulk, C-A-U-L-K.
Is that what she said?
That's not what I heard, but yes,
yeah.
That's what she was supposed to have said.
Okay.
All right, the next word, dirty or not dirty?
Throbbing.
Throbbing?
Mm-hmm. It's like when you smack your thumb with a hammer.
Right.
It throbs.
Right.
It's
okay.
Not dirty at all. All right, the next one, dirty, not dirty.
Coccyx.
This is your tailbone,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, this is the part of the thing that you, yeah,
when
you get
land on. You can,
for example,
took a little spill at the sand dunes today. Broke her coccyx.
That's supposed to be coccyx, but that's okay. All right.
Oh, brother.
The next word, dirty or not dirty?
Spelunking.
Spelunking is when you go exploring in caves.
Mm-hmm. 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 For example,
I want to borrow it for spelunking.
Spelunking.
Yeah, you know, cave diving.
There it is. See,
is that
Batman.
Clint Eastwood or
that was Christian Bale, Batman, talking
to Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman about spelunking.
Spelunking does sound dirty.
All right, the next one.
Guy says he wants to take my daughter spelunking. Probably not.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. It's like, hey, man, I'd like to take your daughter out and go spelunking. Really? I'd like to beat you in the head with a hammer.
All right, we have to hear this one again.
All right, here we go. The number nine word.
Flagellum.
Flagellum is the tail on an amoeba in a microscope, right?
I am actually duly impressed that you know that.
Yes.
Wow, you are correct. So flagellum, dirty, not dirty.
Not dirty.
You're really ruining it. All right, and last but not least.
Angina.
Angina, that's like heart pains. Pains in your chest.
There it is. These are words that now you can go out into the world and speak with confidence, my friends.
Come on, most people know those words, that they're not dirty.
Well,
right?
Most people know only some of those words and pretend they know the others.
Yes. You see, there's some that would be like, should I use the word coccyx in the language? I don't think I should. I don't think. And uvula? I don't like to talk about that. That is just not appropriate at dinner. All right, WSA, there it is. You have been informed. Go forth with all of your now newfound knowledge and enjoy.
Morgan Freeman's This Day in History, August 20th. On this day in 1920, the first commercial radio station launched in Detroit. When I was a kid, I loved listening to the radio. I also loved talking to squirrels, but they never talked back. Years later, one of those squirrels called me to apologize. And I was like, oh, please, you just want to talk because I got an Oscar. And I hung up on his dumb ass. Now, if anyone ever says squirrels aren't superficial, they're lying. Okay, have a nice Tuesday.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.